This is GQDN for November the 4th, 2022. Brought to you by Audible, by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we talk about some Twitch offerings, a little bit of Final Fantasy news, a little bit of Marvel Snap. But we begin today. Friday, we try to keep it good news, but we know better than that because Elon Musk may be beginning some mass layoffs. This is brought to us by Eurogamer.net, and he has done it. And we see that one of the Twitter gaming people named Shiraz put a tweet up on Twitter. And he said, cool, get to do one of these finally earlier than I thought. So they did show... him editing his Twitter, as he put former social lead at Twitter Gaming. So that said, he is done. In fact, he did put in a thread ahead of being let go. Quote, to all the creators, influencers, athletes, actors, streamers, and gamers, I've had the pleasure of speaking to on behalf of Twitter. It's been an honor, no matter what happens. The layoffs at Twitter have begun tomorrow a.m. We'll find out who Elon keeping or not. I always try to champion creators and gaming internally to the best of my ability, no matter how small or big you were. Y'all were on a level footing to me, and I did my best to treat y'all as such. I've been at Twitter for 9.5 years, so if it's my time, it is what it is. And it was his time. He was laid off. But there are some other things being talked about, and that includes, via IGN, Hideo Kojima. And he said that he has been offered money to buy his studio, which he did say, quote, we are indies. We have no affiliations whatsoever and are not backed by anyone, and on our good terms with everybody in the industry. Further quote, every day I'm approached by offers from all over the world to buy our studio. Some of those offers are ridiculously high prices, but it's not that I want money. I want to make what I want to make. That's why I created this studio. So long as I'm alive, I don't think I'll ever accept those offers. Now we go to Eurogamer. And now we get to some good things, at least for a while. Because if you buy gift subs, or if you subscribe to a channel, you might be getting Game Pass from Xbox. That's a PC Game Pass. But the dates, well, it's only for a very limited time. November 4th to November 11th. And that goes to those who buy 2 new Twitch subs or gift subs. In fact, at Twitch UKI said, we're teaming with Xbox to help new Game Pass members discover their new favorite game. From November 4th to 11th, you'll get 3 months of Xbox Game Pass with the purchase of 2 new Twitch subs and or gift subs. Terms and conditions apply. So, if you do that, you could actually get Game Pass. Very, very interesting. Now we go to a little bit of history. Via Destructoid, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart gets some new armor for the series' 20th anniversary. So here's what's going to be there in Rift Apart. Commando armor, inspired by Ratchet and Clank's Going Commando. Holoflex armor, inspired by Ratchet and Clank's Future Trek in Time. Quest armor, inspired by Ratchet and Clank Future Quest for Booty. Marauder armor, inspired by Ratchet Deadlock. And Clank armor. Now, on November the 15th, there'll be some Ratchet and Clank titles that will hit PlayStation, such as Ratchet and Clank, and including some of the ones that I already said, Going Commando, Up Your Arsenal, Deadlocked, and Ratchet & Clank Future, tools of destruction. So, there you go. Some Ratchet and Clank coming to PlayStation. Here we go. Now we go to DualShockers for a few articles. First one says that Final Fantasy 16 is trying to tell their own warfare story without some Game of Thrones. So, here's what the game's localization director, Michael Christopher Koji Fox, did say to IGN. Quote, "Look hard enough and you'll find bits and pieces from many different types of media, be they novels, games, movies, anime, or manga. Drawing inspiration from other works is often how a lot of ideas conceptualized in early stages of development." Very, very good. For the quote, "In the end, we simply want the focus to be less of the outward appearance of our characters and more on who they are as people. People who are complex and diverse in their natures, backgrounds, beliefs, personalities, and motivations. People whose stories we can resonate with." Now we go to another DualShockers article, and they say that Marvel Snap could be adding PvP mode. Now this is what a spokesperson said. Quote, "Marvel Snap is entirely digital and uses a simple online ranked ladder system that matches you against random opponents of a similar skill level." For the quote, "We think battle mode is the best way to play against friends or run community tournaments because it provides a clear winner while still incorporating the Snap mechanic." So it's the same thing as what we said yesterday. But this is a little bit of an update for that and how they could be doing this. So we'll see what Ben Brode and team will have in mind. Last one for DualShockers. Ghostwire Tokyo may be coming to Xbox Series X and S. Now, Bethesda did have a deal with Sony to make some of their titles exclusive to Sony PlayStation. But Bethesda is now owned by Xbox. So, it is not very surprising to see that a game that is timed for PlayStation is now going to Xbox Series X and X and S. Because at Kirby, if I got that name right, if I didn't, I am sorry, on Twitter, did say that Bethesda Softworks' new international publishing headquarters in London has Ghostwire Tokyo wall art, already listing Xbox Series X and S as platforms. We'll see what happens there. But GameSpot did say that Ubisoft games could be returning to Steam. And then there's a statement from Insider Gaming, and actually a GitHub user by the name of UberRay First did reveal, quote, "Internal dev / QC Assassin's Creed Valhalla Steam." So here's what Insider Gaming said. Quote, "We don't comment on rumors and speculation." So could this actually happen, though? We shall see. And we will wait for facts to come in on this. Last one. By GameSpot.com, AMD Radeon RX 7000 series will be released on December 19th. And this bad boy will be indeed be very pricey. Well, maybe not as pricey as what some of the other ones are. But this one will be more likely priced at around $900. $900 to $1,000. So really within the details, it is the models RX 7900 XTX and the 7900 XT. And those two will be indeed fairly expensive, especially with the AMD with it, but at least it's not the RTX 4090 and the RTX 4080, which cost quite a bit more, but like about $1,000 more, or no, like about $200 more. I'm sorry. So this will be a little bit cheaper. So anyway, we are not that cheap. We are at Group Quest, and you can check out all of our links at thegroupquest.com. You can find me on Twitter at Joe Brums. And you can find everybody at Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/Dawn Forge for the weekly show. We'll see you there. Bye, and go play some games, people.